Hi, thanks for coming. Thanks, Emma, Laura, and Christian, and everybody else for being here and putting this together. I'm a little nervous here, so I've got some cheat sheets. I'll just sort of go from them. Starting with a couple of warm-up drawings. I made a quick drawing while watching friends drink lager and play Risk during the blizzard of 2003. I personally believe that observation is still the first duty of and responsibility of an artist. These guys are playing a board game, which doubles as a map, and maps are a recurrent theme in my work. I lived in South Philadelphia for 15 years. I made this drawing a few months before Veterans Stadium was imploded, the scene of many Eagles losses. You'll see that another recurring theme in my work is forces of history upon public and private space. So those are kind of early warm-ups. This drawing is one of the three in the Rothschild collection, so I thought I'd include it. It's an early characteristic example of drawings I've made throughout this decade. An imaginary combination of ancient ruins and sci-fi constructions. My work is very small, so I figured I'd include a sample of, the scale. I work with mechanical pencils and reading glasses. Actually, I'm always sticking myself with the pencil points, and I have a piece of lead in my finger, and I thought maybe it would give me superpowers if I could just point at a piece of paper and make a drawing, but that hasn't happened yet. But that gives you an idea of the scale of my work. They're all very small. Most of these drawings would fit in the palm of your hand. This one's about 2 inches across, I think. Also, these drawings are cropped for better viewing. There tends to be more white space around the work, more of a void. These landscapes are entirely improvised. I just start somewhere. I never use reference materials, or very rarely. I'd like to say I enjoy the challenge of working from scratch, but it's usually a pain in the ass. It takes a lot of time, and I erase a lot. For a while, I was calling these drawings cognizantiums, or thought cities. I guess because I'm working from my mind, I'm tapping fairly deep substrata, so the work has a personal psychology element there. And I've been drawing pretty much like a madman since I was 3 years old. So you get that sort of thing. The ghostly monotones floating in a fearsome void. These drawings force the viewer to get right on top of them to see them, and yet the imagery insists upon a cold and personal distance. There are no people here. These works bear the stamp of depression. So psychologists could have a field day with this stuff. Like most people, I spend too much time in front of a computer. I'm left-handed, so the breast-like dome on the left could be a mouse, and on either side, tiny speakers. The towers in between, perhaps a visualization of a future coming out of the computer monitor. Maybe that's what this drawing is about, although I made it subconsciously. This drawing is 7 by 10 inches. It's called Map Readers and took 2 summers to make. Note the old mainframe computer on the far left connected to electrodes to a skull. Personal and social narratives are weaved together here. It's about dating and desire, but also about globalism and history. I spent a year studying in Rome, and while I was there, as my bio says, by strange fortune, I attended Federico Fellini's funeral. His flights of fancy and the amazing ruins of the city, which we often explored by candlelight at night, left an indelible impression on me and have certainly influenced my work. There was a song by Cabaret Voltaire, some of you might remember from the 80s, which went, "There are 70 billion people on the earth, where are they hiding?" My drawings kind of beg that question, are there people, and if so, where are they hiding? Another drawing with figures from about 2007, this one's called Clairvoyance and Other Survivors. I've been telling friends for a while now that the apocalypse should be a fancy dress occasion. The book that the woman's holding says 2010. Originally it said 2012, but I decided to move it up. I'd begun to worry about climate change, peak oil, and pandemics and stuff like that. A reviewer for the LA Times pointed out the sexual nature of all those towers and furrowed roads and archways. So again, you could have a field day with that stuff. Takashi Murakami bought this drawing along with another in Miami 2 years ago, which is thrilling for me because Superflat is one of my influences, along with Trolley from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and who knows what else. This drawing I made about 6 months before the stock market took a tumble last November. You can see the guy looking away from the newspaper to greet real news with alarm, and the woman looks ahead, hesitant but hopeful. Here again, we have map readers. I've loved and collected maps since I was a kid. This drawing is, again, a combination of personal and socio-historical narratives. The guy appears to be cupping dice for a roll. The woman, patient, observant, and intuitive. The map signifies issues of globalization or globalism and climate migration. The outlandish sci-fi towers and the future they represent have begun to recede. There are always aesthetic considerations in my work, too, and here I'm trying to establish a humble harmony with the assemblage of now familiar elements. This is another relatively recent landscape. These drawings take 1 to 2 weeks to make. This one's about 2 inches across. Right now I'm working on a cycle of paintings, oil on panel, bringing color into these worlds. So those will be ready maybe in a year or two. I made this drawing somewhat urgently about pandemic influenza in early March of this year and shipped it to San Francisco for a group show a few weeks before the H1N1 influenza became world news. If you look closely, the woman is looking at Mexico. I'm no psychic, but I remain committed with all my faculties to the responsibility of observation. In 2007, I moved from Philadelphia to Jim Thorpe, PA, 2 hours west of here. It's like a European hill town with a touch of Colorado. I operate a used bookstore there and relish the opportunity to be more in touch with nature. I anticipate drawing and painting more trees in the future. We have much to learn from them. Thank you.